Hello and welcome to another episode of Winners Only Club. On this podcast, we interview business owners, entrepreneurs, and people who are making a difference, doing their own thing, and most importantly, doing things with that winning mentality. Hence the title of this episode, Winners Only Club. Today, we have the privilege to be speaking with Nancy Nano of Nancy's Tailoring and Alterations here in Noyac. Nancy came from Peru in 1995 with no papers, no English in her words, and now she is a successful business owner here in Noyac in the Hamptons.
When I come to America, I have no paper, no English, but nothing is impossible.
Everyone, welcome Nancy Nano.
Hi.
Nancy, hi. So glad to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
So Nancy shared with me her impressive resume. She was telling me that she worked with Ralph Lauren, Hermes, J.Crew, Gucci, Prada, and Balenciaga. Which one of those was your favorite to work with?
J.Crew.
Why?
Because it's the quality is good and the fitting really nice. I'm trying to make it the best with that for men, especially for men. Really nice clothes for men. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like the other brands were a bit more snotty or snobby?
Yeah.
Is that a reason why you like J.Crew more?
I like J.Crew because it's really nice fit.
Tell us about your journey, because you came from Peru through Mexico. How
yes.
did that happen?
Yes, I come from Peru to Mexico. Well, I jumped in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I come like 1995. When I am in the United States, I'm living in Queens for a few years, and start working in different places, in factories. I started working in factories in Manhattan, in the 8th Avenue. I started working in another project with a designer project. I believe me, I have a really nice job, really nice designer. I am really happy because I work for many designers, and finally, I am present in Brian and the Mercedes fashion show is in the Bryant Park, Manhattan. That's the best for me in my life because I try to do the best for that one.
How high was the wall when you jumped?
How high the wall? It's when say it's jumping the wall, it's not jumping because that time is not a, it's no wall. Okay, it's only like I pass with the cars. With some, in some van, big car, so many people, it's not only me, at least maybe 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like directly to what is the name? LA, Los Angeles, yeah, Tijuana to LG.
Was life in Peru more fun, or was life in Peru difficult?
Yeah, I coming to United States to follow my dreams. That is United States, make it your dreams. That's my mind. I am really happy with that. Just my country is good, but it's too much. The economy is so hard. It's too much for everybody. I think maybe I will stay in my country. I don't do when I have it right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is that's the reason I come and I make my dreams.
Mm-hmm. When you came to America, did your family worry about it?
Oh yes, my mom, she cried because I am really young, like 32. She's really young. I have my two kids. I leave it, and I want this journey alone. that's so hard, is, but I did it. I'm really sad because I left my family, my life, everything. I leave it. It's only like, take it, whatever I have, put it on it, that is only take it. When I come to United States, I only wear when I have that moment.
You were determined to make a new life for yourself.
Yes. For me, for my family, for my kids.
Did you take some low-income jobs in the beginning? For example, the factory didn't pay a little amount of money in the beginning?
Oh, sure. I don't have papers. I don't have English. Actually, it's like the pay is like really, really low, really low. But when I start working in the factory, I say, I don't know. Actually, in my mind, I say, no, I don't want to stay in that factory. I want to go grow up more. He say, I start looking for another jobs. Always try looking like so different kind of work. I working for wedding the factories. I working for fine dresses, for different kind of designer. But I'm really nice studio designers studios. That really impressive because I don't know how can I do, because when I work in some design, they say, do you know sewing? Yes, I sewing all my life and sewing. I remember, I think I start sewing when I am like 12 years older. I remember when I start, because that is my passion. This is I like to do, I like sewing. I like, I'm feeling my body like so, this my, like my soul like it.
I can't even tell the way you speak about sewing, your face lights up and you just seem so happy talking about sewing.
Because I love it, love it. It's like, I don't know how to say when I felt I am much in the machine. I try to start working, like it, so and like enjoy what can I do. That's something like it. This is my passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious, what do you enjoy about it? Because sewing is something that's probably very difficult for some people. But for you, you like it. Why do you like sewing? What does it make you feel?
I feel like free. I'm feeling like free and happy. I know it's hard, but sometimes it's not hard for me because I do all my life. Okay. And that's as I do all my life. I'm feeling like it's easy, like, you know, thinking about it. Oh, that's as I do, put it in the money key, let me see, that's it, no good. Okay, go back, start opening again, sewing. That's it. That's I told you, that's my passion. Yeah.
When it comes to you and sewing being your passion, did you have other passions? Because for me, I remember not sure what exactly, which career path to go, because I like fashion. I also like making this talk show, photography, so many things. Did you have a difficult time choosing which one to focus on?
My focus on, yeah, because I like to do with, I like it like maybe do like designer, fashion designer. So, you know, let me talk Tony story, little story.
Please.
Okay. I remember when I have like, I work in Manhattan when the factories, I passed to FIT, you know, the school. I say, oh my God, when I like it, go to the school. I do one day. I do come in and say, okay, I need your papers. I need, okay. That's moment, that's true. No paper, no money, no English. I saw everybody say, okay, that's not for me. I say, that's not for me. I'm still working in the place, in the factories, in the studios, and I'm still working. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being in the Hamptons, we have the summer season and the off season. How is your business doing in the summertime versus now?
Summer season is so really crazy. I hire more people working because I don't have time working many hours. At least is thank God it's good. No complaint about that. I am feeling really good because my business is grow up. Compared like now winter, it's slow. It's like, you know, the 10, 1 to 10, now maybe I'm 5. And the summer is like 20. Double, really double. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people do you have working for you?
That's moment I have 4.
Mm-hmm. And they all have papers? So I have another question is, when it comes to stories, tell me a story that you said was funny when
the funny is some summer years ago is coming a couple, man and woman, but that woman is like really young, maybe like 18-19, and he is like maybe 55. He's coming, he said she wanna try the dress. I say, oh, okay, no problem. Can you try the dress? But she's, okay, the girl, nice, beautiful. She go in the finished room. I give you the paper. I say, can you please fill it up, the name and phone number for your daughter? He look at me, he say, it's not my daughter. It's my girlfriend. You say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. You say, that's okay.
Does it happen a lot when a much older man with a much younger woman?
Yes.
Why not a much older woman and a much younger man?
It's happened too.
Yeah.
It happened too.
And what is the reason, you think?
The reason is, I think now, you know, the life is changed. Woman like older, maybe 60, 70, look like 50s. Yeah, look like 50s, look like, you see the beautiful woman, say, when you say, I am 72. You say, what?
Yeah.
Do you have 72? Yes. You say, oh my God, you look great. That's the reason I think so, like, you know, like have like partners, like young partners.
Do you have any beauty routines? Because you also look very good.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah, my routine.
Any secrets from Peru?
Secret from Peru. Okay, my daughter told me all the time. Use like cocoa oil for my face. Yeah, I have like, my daughter, she work in dermatology. She's esthetician. She have like business in Texas. She sent it to me, a lot of product. I have a lot. That's it, like try keep my beauty, face, thank you so much. And try that, eat healthy. A lot of water, no smoking, no drink, and sleep well, really well. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a social media strategy or do you have a marketing strategy for your business?
Yes, I have my strategies. I have like my website, I have my Instagram, I have TikTok. Make a video, okay? You do? Make a video?
Yeah, I can make a video for you.
Oh, perfect, thank you.
Yeah, and I can also help you to put on your social media so you can get the most views and some type of engagement from the audience.
Oh yeah, it's getting engaged. Yeah, that's good.
So now we're going to ask some more business questions. You didn't have the help of anyone when you opened this business?
Okay, when I opened that business, I know I'm working alone for years. I'm working maybe like 5 years alone. I start my business. When I start my business, I have a little room, nothing about when I have it right now. Okay, I work in that place for 3 or 4 months, and the business owner offered me this 3334 New York Road. I take it because he knows a lot of people waiting for me outside. He said, Nancy, I have another space. If you want, say thank you so much and take it. Okay. And I start like maybe 5, 6, 7 years. I start working alone. I try keep my customer all the time, making advertising, putting my card everywhere. I carry my card everywhere I'm going, putting my cards. Okay, and talking people about, you know, business is like talking.
Oh.
Because sometimes you have a car. When I make my car, you know, it's 1,000 coming in the package. At least I say that's package. Maybe 10 people is coming. Because so many people like throw it out, like it don't call, it's too far, or not needed. Then the thing is not needed. Yeah, this is like I do. When I start grow up, I hiring another girls. I have now start working now 16. I have 4 girls, and maybe in summer I get maybe 5 or 6.
So, when you started this business, this shop was a part of someone else's shop?
No.
You said someone offered you a part of their shop?
Okay, this is because in the same address, in the back, is another building. It's okay. This is a little space. This is a hill. I asked him first, do you rent in this space? What do you do? He said, I do the white. I do tailoring. I have a machine. It's only I started with one machine, one iron, little like mirror machine. All is like little, nothing bigger. Because my space is so really a small one. When he knows me, when I have like, I had in 2 girls because I have a big project, like Rod Lauren gave me a big project. I say my owner business, he say, why are you many people in your business? He say, because I do, well, yeah. Okay, Nancy, I think so. I have another room for you. It's a more big. Oh, you want it? Oh, sure, I wanna take it. Yeah.
So you started off by only doing one job. What was your job?
Only one job.
What's your... Oh, one shop.
One shop. Only one shop.
Okay, 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 uh-huh. Gotcha. When you first started, did you specialize in an item, for example, sewing, or for example, sewing dresses? Did you specify in what you served people in the beginning?
Yeah, I offering always like I have my specialist. I work in everything. I work in like every kind of alteration do you need it. I do it here. Yeah, that's like I do like, well, I'm working different dry cleaner too. Yeah, that's just I have more experience because when I start working, I'm working for designers. Like I'm making samples. I sample dresses, but now it's always different because I do only alteration. Nothing about the new dress.
Oh, you used to design dresses?
Yeah, no now.
Oh.
No now. Yes, I love it, but no now. Now it's my focus, it's only like alteration. That's people's camera.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me busy.
That's interesting because for me, what I've heard is that in the beginning, you're supposed to be specialized and then you're supposed to become more general as you do better. So in the beginning, you're a specialist eye doctor, and then you become someone who talks about all forms of medical stuff. But for you, you did the opposite. In the beginning, you did everything, and then now you do less and niche down.
Yeah, because in the beginning when I started, I do all kinds of stuff. Now it's only now I don't do a like upholstery because it's so big, heavy. I don't do that now. And they have curtains, don't do it. But I work leather when it's like easy, it's not heavy, that's I do. I'm working, exactly like that. Exactly like poultry and curtains, that's as I say. No, I have friends do it. I have a car for another business. Oh, I tell it, oh, this is the car, call him. This is perfect for you once. I call different people. Do you want this job? Somebody looking for that. Okay, thank you.
What was the most difficult thing you had to encounter in your business?
My difficult time encountering my business. What about the time? I understand what you say.
Did you have a difficult time for your shop in the last 16 years?
Yes.
For example, and how did you handle it?
When I got my divorce, that's really hard time. I have that's time I'm working alone. I don't know what can I say my client, my customer, when he's coming, look my face and cry all the time. When my customer asking me what happened, everything is okay with you, I say, I have an allergy. Because all the time my face is like, I have an allergy. Say, oh, you'll be good, you'll be okay. Say, well, that's my hard time. That's just, I think this is my hard time because another time, no.
Was it ever close to closing the shop?
Ever what?
Were you ever close to closing the shop, like during the recession or during COVID?
You know what, the funny? When it's supposed to be closed business, everything at home, I'm closed only for 1 week. I stay in my home. But only 1 week, I say, I am bored because I want to do something. When I start listening, like there is no more mask in the pharmacy, I say, hey, I make a mask. Say, because I have a lot of fabric. I have a lot of fabric, a lot of stuff. He said, I start making masks for free. I give it like, people asking me, oh, do you have masks? Yes, I have. Oh, you sell it? No, I don't sell it. If you want for free, I give it to you. I have my list. Oh my God, I hired, that time I asking the two ladies, I say, you want to help me, but it's not paid. Okay, that's okay. But people give me tips, I give it to her. Say, don't give it to me, give it to her, because that's nobody working. That's the hard time. That's, for me, it's a hard time, because close business is, that's a sad time, because everybody's coming. When coming my place, some ladies or men, so ladies especially cry because everybody is scary what happened. Maybe today I see you, maybe tomorrow no.
Yeah. The name of this podcast is called Winners Only Club. What's your definition of a winner and what's your definition of a loser?
Winner. My definition is everybody like do it. It's only has to be like work hard for your dream, because winner is a dream. If you, especially like Latinos like me, that is the American dream. That is my American dream. A loser is like you won't be okay when you have maybe whatever you have in your money, in your hand, that is, you okay with this, you know what, make it more. If you have the power, you do it. I do, you can do.
So the difference is action. Winners and losers have the same goals or same dreams, right? We all want prestige and money and status to some extent, but the winner takes action, do it. The loser thinks about it, don't do it.
Don't do it, right.
That makes sense.
That's right. It's like, I am thinking that the opportunity is coming in your life maybe one time, okay? If you not be ready, you not see where it's passed. But you be ready, you catch, you take it, and you do.
Today we are sitting in Nancy's new showroom, the wedding fitting showroom. Nancy, tell us about this.
Well, I told everybody I have a new wedding room. It's a nice and beautiful and welcome all the bridal and private appointment. Everybody's welcome. I wish you like my new wedding fitting room.
Why do you think immigrants work harder than Americans sometimes?
Why? Because when coming like an immigrant like me, work so hard because I have family in the back. I have mothers, children, family. That's the reason that immigrant like me work so hard, because has to support the family.
Uh-huh. I recently printed a picture of me when I was a baby, and I put it next to my work studio because I realized that, like a lot of parents, they have a picture of their kids as the screensaver of their phone, and that motivates them to work. And me, I don't have kids, so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna put a picture of myself as a kid to tell myself I need to work hard for this kid.
Aww. it's so nice, like, you to do. If you want winner, you have to do is wake up in the morning, and in the morning, do your job, do it like that. Whatever you do it in good mood, in good smiling. Don't do it like, you know, some people so rude, or some people say, oh, I don't like my job, I don't like the way you do, but I'm okay. You know, it's a loser.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nancy, for coming on my show today.
Thank you so much, Lulu, for this entrevista. Gracias. And winner only clap, right?
Yes.
Good. Perfect. Good. Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. Finish. Now we can stretch. You're welcome. You did great. You have nothing to be nervous about.
Oh.
Yeah.